Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. I just love that you are somebody who's here. You know, with everything going on in the world with lockdown and COVID and all that stuff, you know, there has never been a more important time in our world for us to really work on happiness and our health and lifting life and empowerment and all of that. And so I just love that you're here. And I know that you're just going to love today's episode. It's really powerful. You know, every episode is helpful in a different type of way because it has its own unique insights. And that is so true for this episode. You know, our volunteer today gives an added special helpful twist to it in that she's a medical doctor who unfortunately has been experiencing chronic pain for many years. And I have had in the past another volunteer who was a different type of doctor, a specialist, who was on here, but it didn't come up in their episode. And so that's just what was meant for that episode. But in today's episode, it does come up for her as I'm working with her. And it really opens the door in a couple different ways to have an additional layer of healing. And so it's really beautiful, and she's so sweet, and you're just going to love her. And by the way, really quickly, as I say, you know, you're going to love her. If you are somebody who has had a lot of wounding towards medical doctors or a medical field and all of that, I totally understand. I was there, so I absolutely get it. There is a time when I definitely would not have said that I was loving doctors. I was very mad and hurt and upset and pissed and everything else. And by the way, it wasn't just medical doctors. I began to realize as I looked more into even alternative forms of health that people were kind of just throwing the kitchen sink at it. Like anything they could find, hoping something would stick, but not really actually understanding what they were doing. So I was frustrated there as well. And so that was something that was going on. And with medical doctors, though, it was a bit different because not only was I frustrated about not getting better, but I had also had a lot of wounding that happened throughout the years. You know, being in the medical system, there were things that happened or I attracted in my life that came up that really ultimately ended up driving me to really figure out my health and get better. You know, even if you think about it, if you've watched my TED Talk, in it, I talk about being in a trial experiment and wounding around that drove me. But there were other things also. I mean, I got to a point where I just really completely lost all trust for our medical system. You know, there was this point where I was, you know, just at my worst and in so much pain and laying in bed and on all of these medications, everything from morphine to lidoderm to Norco and, I mean, just all kinds of things, a whole handful. And one of the prescriptions that I was on was Vioxx. And I had been on it for a while, but out of the blue, my doctor's office called and just said, you know, do you have any of the Vioxx left? And I had just filled my prescription. So I was like, yeah. And they're like, well, you know, can you stop taking it? We're going to fill you a different prescription instead. And I was like, okay, well, but I just filled it. I didn't want to waste money. You know, at this time I was really tight with money, and you know, I had been injured and on disability, and so I was just like, well, let me just finish this out. And they're like, they were adamant, you know, no, it was time to change. And I was asking, okay, well, why? And they just said, you know, it's just time to change. And it seemed a little weird, but they wouldn't exactly tell me. And so I called the pharmacist, who also would just said, oh, yep, it's time to discontinue that, no more, and yet wouldn't tell me. And so I started poking around and looking online, and there wasn't anything right then, but a couple weeks later, like, there was all of these articles that came up about, like, Vioxx killing people. And I was like, okay, why did my doctor not just say, hey, we found out it's killing people? And so so I had lost all of this trust. I was just like, I became, you know, looking at all the things with allopathic medicine and the dangers. And that's the stuff that I was filling my head with. Like, oh my God, I need to be really careful. Well, also during this time, I would regularly get different types of procedures. Like, I would go in for infusions and nerve ablations and different things like that. And so the time came for me to get one of these procedures, which was the nerve ablation. And so I went in to go get it. And basically what happens is they would give me like some type of painkiller beforehand, so like a shot of morphine, and then numb the area and all of these things. And then after the fact, they'd also give you normally another shot. I think it was either morphine or Demerol or something. I can't remember exactly. But this time, after they did the nerve ablation, when they were about to give me the shot afterwards, you know, because I had been reading all of these negative things about medications and all this stuff, I told the nurse, I said, wait a second, you know what? I want to see if I can go without this other shot of morphine or Demerol or whatever it was, but without this other painkiller, I want to see if I can do without it. I just want to see if I could just breathe through it and manage my pain and all of that. So my doctor said, okay, you know, he kind of just was like, okay, I guess you can try it. And so that's what I did. So they wheeled me, you know, in the gurney out to the like recovery area. And I was laying there. As I was laying there, I was just sweating profusely. Like, the pain was coming up. It was so much. It was so intense because I already had an issue with my nerves. That was part of my issue, was complex regional pain syndrome, you know, or reflex neurodystrophy, whatever you want to call it. But I had all of this pain already in my nerves. And so as I was laying there and the pain was just so intense, and finally I said to the nurse, I said, you know, actually, on second thought, you know, can you actually give me that pain shot, please? And she said, nope, you already said you didn't want it, so no, you can't. And I was so upset. I was like, what do you mean no? Like, what do you mean? I mean, I'm in pain. You know, I just got my nerves burned up. Why are you saying no? Nope, you already said no. And she was so dismissive and flippant about it. And I was so upset. And then I was like, you know what? I'm leaving. I'm just getting out of here. I'm going to go. And she was like, no, you're not. You can't leave until you're able to urinate. And I just wanted to explode. I was so upset. I was livid. You know, I was in all of this pain and just upset. And here I was with this person controlling me. And, you know, at the time I was also on pill form of morphine. So I took some of that and I just calmed myself down. I took some of that. And in my head, I thought, never again is somebody going to have more control over my body and what I do and my pain than me. And that, after I got recovered after that, it drove me. I was like, I am going to figure this out no matter what. And it drove me to the next level. And I got to tell you, that doctor and that nurse that day, because it was actually the nurse that ended up refusing it, if I could turn back and thank her, I would. I'd said some not so nice things to her that I felt bad afterwards, because I was really upset and pissed. And the reality of it is that that moment was pivotal for me, because I got back to studying, got back to figuring it out, got back to trying different things, figuring out the mind, working with, you know, it just, I dove in. Point being is that if you are somebody who has had a lot of wounding with medical doctors or the medical field, I get it. And this was not my worst situation that I ever experienced either, but it was upsetting and I had to let it go. And I have seen people with far worse situations, such as a beautiful woman who had both of her legs amputated due to medical error and different things like that. And she had to let go of the upset as well. And I see all kinds of things. And so no matter what the situation is, big or small, I highly encourage you, for your own ability to heal, to let it go. Let go of the anger or the frustration or any of that hurt. It's not going to help you. It's not going to help you heal other than just getting determined to heal. So getting determined, getting really focused is really great, but the anger, the upset, the pissed off, the frustration, it won't. So when I said mine drove me, it did. And there was also that point when I had to let it go completely. And so I'd highly encourage you to keep the drive, keep the motivation, and let go of the anger or the frustration or any of that hurt, because you don't need it. And I think that's one of the many things that's really going to be helpful in today's episode, is that you can see here's this doctor who's woken up to the awareness of the mind, who's really insightful and aware and kind, and she's fun, like, oh, push against it, like, as we're working on releasing her pain, you know, she has a great positive attitude and a good sense of humor and just really sweet. And she just really cares, and you can see that. And so, as I mentioned, there are a lot of other really powerful insights that are also throughout this episode. So they're going to be fun. And that said, let's go ahead and get started and dive in with Jennifer. Hello, Jennifer?
Yes, hi, how are you?
I am fabulous, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Wonderful. It is great to connect with you. And I have to be honest, I did not look at your submitted information. So what is going on with you today?
Sure.
I never do. I always am like, my team sets it up. So I'm always like, all right, what are we doing today? So what's going on? What can I help you with?
Yeah, well, I've been really listening to your podcast episodes for several months now. And, you know, I wanted, you know, to really kind of have a chance to at least speak with you to see what insight maybe you could give to me on maybe areas, you know, feelings that I'm having that I can kind of restructure or work on. And kind of at least for my pain issues, my dad passed away in 2014. And in 2015, like, really interestingly, I was ironing, and all of a sudden I had like the worst back pain of my life. And it was essentially like spasming and tons of pain, and actually had to travel to New York City for a week. And I went, but I really dealt with this pain, and I never had back pain before this. And it was sort of like kind of a freak thing. And pretty much since like July 2015, I've intermittently, you know, I get episodes where I feel this pain in my lower back, and, you know, I do feel like it's related. When I'm tense, it's worse. You know, when I do yoga or stretching or meditate, it sometimes gets better, and it's just never really gone away. And I, you know, just listening to everything you've done and worked with volunteers on your podcast, you know, I just wanted to know, like, what's the deep, you know, there has to be there.
So. Yeah, I love that. I love that. And I love your awareness. And so, I'm not saying I love that you're in pain. So I love your awareness, not that you're in pain. I'm going to ask you to go ahead and breathe. And I'm going to ask you your current level of pain. What is that right now?
I would say it's about a 2.
All right. right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment because there is a really powerful insight right here. You know, first and foremost, of course, I love her awareness and she's so sweet and she's just really insightful and pleasant. And I love that about her. Now, what I want you to notice the most right here, though, is that she was ironing when she threw her back out. Okay, so when you stop and think about that for a moment, if you are somebody who has ever belittled yourself or invalidated your experience or invalidated your pain or felt like it was all in your head or was even told it was all in your head, etc., etc., remember, this is a medical doctor here who was ironing and she has had chronic back pain ever since then. And so I love her awareness and she's insightful. She's like, you know, my father died the year before, so she's on track with it and there's more to it, but she's on track with it. And I love that she's somebody who's aware. And in this place, the part that I want you to really take in is that if you are somebody who has been invalidating your experience or has been told your pain is only in your head, or maybe you had some minor injury, quote unquote, or minor fall or you're like, I was only doing this or I was only moving laundry or whatever, and you have been hard on yourself in one way or another or been invalidating your experience or your pain or anything like that or being hard on yourself or judgmental of yourself, I'd highly encourage you to let that go and to just breathe and realize that things happen and everything happens for a reason. And so that's where we're going, but I just wanted to pause there because if you are somebody who's had that experience, especially if you've had an issue with your medical doctor where they've invalidated your situation or just told you, hey, it's all in your head or something like that, and it upset you, you want to let it go. As you can see, not all doctors are like that. And so I love that. And also, when you stop and think about it for a moment, I mean, you've seen people, if you've been listening to past episodes, then, you know, all of the time I see people with actual physical things going on, whether it's a tumor or a tear and some type of surgery is needed or different things like that. All of the time, I see people who shift their mindset and that physical healing takes place. And so it's not just about it being all in your mind. It's mind, body, everything is so connected. And just want to cover that. So let's go ahead and dive back in with Jennifer. And would you say you're a little bit nervous?
I'm nervous but excited.
All right, perfect. And so I'm going to ask you to breathe and realize you are completely safe and supported, as you know. I'm going to ask you to bring that in. Completely safe. You're completely supported. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And just breathe that in, Jennifer. Just breathe that in. You're completely safe and supported. I'm going to ask you to breathe. So that's what I have is right between a 2 and a 3. And really quickly, also, it sounds like there might be a TV or something on in the background. Or maybe it's an echo. It's an echo. That's right there.
Maybe this is better.
That sounds better. All right. So here we go. So I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you to go ahead and breathe. And bingo, and I can feel your amount of nervousness. So we're going to work around that, but I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment and realize again, you're completely safe and supported. And I'm going to ask you if you can find the feeling. There's a feeling of feeling guilty for not being able to save your dad. Can you see that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 0 to 10, how high would you say that is?
It's probably an 8 or 9.
Okay, so absolutely, I would have said about a 12, but we'll go with the 8 or 9. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe for just a moment. And your name is God? That's Jennifer. That's right. Sorry. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay. And bingo. And so your father left, of course, and I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you if you think that guilt is the appropriate way to feel.
No, it's not.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. I want you to notice how many emotions you have here. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and bingo. And if I ask you why you should have been able to save him, why would you say that is?
Well, because I'm a physician. Mm-hmm. You know, okay. I'm a physician, and maybe there were things that I could have, had more conversations with him about taking care of his health, or maybe been in closer contact to him to kind of know what was going on. If I could have picked up like signs of his illness, I think things like that.
Okay. So, and if I ask you, by the way, I love that you're a physician and also looking outside of the box and all of that. I love that. If I ask you how long you've been into spiritual awareness, all of that, how much would you say that is?
Since 2002.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And since 2002 till now, how many times have you heard everything happens for a reason and manifests for a reason? How much have you heard that before? How many times?
Probably over 100,000.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. Okay. So is it everything happens for a reason, or is it everything happens because Jennifer only says what's going to happen with other people? So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment, and I'm going to ask you, can you be nice to self? I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to think about the fact that your dad would definitely want you to be feeling guilty, right? Like it was your fault and living in guilt. He'd totally want that, right?
No.
You do see how ridiculous that is, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And as you know, everything happens for a reason. And if he was meant to have been in more contact with you then and seen it, then that would have happened. You can't control him, correct?
That's right.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just really quickly because we touched on something that's really key right here for a lot of people in different ways. And it's this, it's that things from the past can hold us back even when they don't necessarily make logical sense. And so if that is you, if there's something that you are holding on to from the past, feeling bad about, even if you feel like it was your mistake, or even like in this situation where it wasn't, and it's something you don't really have any control over, either way, you'll want to remember that your power is in the now and you'll want to let it go. And so that said, just wanting to touch on that because this is something that can come up in a variety of different ways for a lot of people. And so that said, if that is in your case, you want to make sure to let it go. All right, let's go ahead and dive back in with Jennifer. Bingo. And I'm going to ask you to bring in the feeling of what it would feel like to feel completely liberated and free from any guilt. Completely free and liberated from any guilt. What would that feel like? I'm going to ask you to bring that in fully. I'm going to ask you to bring in that feeling. Good. Good job with your energy. Bring it in even more. That feeling of feeling you're free to live and it's not your fault and you can't control everything, and that's not your job, and everything happens for a reason, and the universe has more control than you do. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to bring in the feeling of being willing to respect your dad's soul's journey. Can you respect the journey?
Yes.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Good job with your energy. Really good. So I'm going to ask you to breathe and moving forward. Bingo. Ah, bingo, bingo. Give me 1 second. Bingo. All right. So I'm going to show you first and foremost, if I ask you your level of pain, what's your level 0 to 10?
It's definitely below a 1, so I could be a 0.5.
Great. Great awareness. And now I'm going to ask you to breathe. And by the way, who's doing that?
Me.
You are, right? So I'm going to ask you to bring that in. So beyond Brandy, notice that this is correct way of thinking. Correct way of thinking is that is respecting his soul's process and his soul's journey. And correct way of thinking is that it's not on your shoulders and it's not your responsibility. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to say the same thing. I'm going to ask you to bring in the feeling of the awareness that it's not your soul's journey. It's not your responsibility. And you can't control everybody else's life. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And now I want you to notice there are other people that you also feel like you haven't been able to, quote unquote, save. Can you see that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to breathe and I'm going to ask you, do you think the appropriate way to feel is bad and guilty for not being able to save them?
No.
What's that?
No.
What's that?
No.
Right? So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe, take that in. So next week, next month, next year, 5 years from now, how much guilt are you going to be walking around carrying for not being able to save everybody?
0.
What's that?
0.
Yeah, 0, 0. Beautiful, beautiful. And I'm asking you to take that in. Bingo. Awesome. Beautiful job with your energy. And 0 to 10, what's your level of pain?
I'm pretty sure it's down to 0.
Right. Awesome, awesome job. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. Okay. Now, if you go back into the negative and back into feeling guilty and whatnot, then it's obviously going to come back. Okay. So what I want you to do is really walk around and really just start practicing this new feeling of feeling liberated, even towards your dad, respecting his journey. And just even, even taking a little bit of time each day and being like, you know what, I respect your journey. It was different than I would have wanted it to be, but I respect your journey. And having that sense of freedom that it wasn't your job to fix him. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Great. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to take that in. Good, good, good. Beautiful job with your energy. Really, really impressive. Bingo. And bingo. Do you have any questions?
No. I think this was really helpful.
I love that. I love it. I love it. And all right. So I have to say, Jennifer, you did so awesome with your energy. Really impressive. And again, just make sure to get it in and fully embody that change. You're beautiful.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
You're so, so welcome. Bye.
Bye.
All right, so let's go ahead and unpack this even more because there are some key insights that I'd really love to touch on. And of course, first and foremost, how amazing is she? I mean, just wonderful, really great job with her energy, shifted that really nicely, just a caring, sweet individual. I love it. And by the way, that's the type of doctor you want to have to support your journey. Meaning this, you know, all the time I'll mention, you know, as you're working with your energy, you'll always want to have a doctor monitor your medications and your health. And the reason I say that is because I've worked with people who have, you know, like high blood sugar or high blood pressure, and so they're on medication for it. And as I help them to create that radical shift, suddenly they have normalized blood pressure or blood sugar. And if they were to continue to take their medication, it would be really bad for them. You never want to have too low of blood pressure or too low of blood sugar or things like that. And so it's important to have a doctor monitor your medication. And I had that going through my injury, not with the doctors that I mentioned previously, but with my primary care physician. He was really great. He listened to me throughout my journey, you know, even when I was into diet and supplements at first, looking for those and feeling like the cure was there. And, you know, I would go in and I would be taking like this whole long list of like 20 different supplements, and he would listen, and it wasn't really his thing, but he helped and he continued to refill my medication and different things like that. So it was great. And so point being is that there are great doctors out there. And especially if you're on medication, you'll want to make sure to have somebody who can monitor your medication and be aware of all of that. And of course, don't get me wrong, there are plenty of doctors out there who are still very stuck or very rude or egoic. And, you know, I see that all the time, unfortunately, as well. I mean, even recently, I had a doctor who reached out to me who has some major health issues. And basically, he reached out on email and was like, hey, I see that you figured this out, and I don't want you to tell me the whole thing because I want to be able to figure this out so I can say I discovered it. But I just want you to tell me part of it so that I can discover it. And it's this is the oddest email. And so I was like, well, electrons, you know, it's just like, because it's part of what's going on with the body is when I see the shift happen, part of it has to do with the electrons. And also, I mean, there were other things that were going on for him, and he was very much, unfortunately, in his pattern, and he couldn't even see it. I mean, his pattern had to do with his level of integrity and his ego, and so he was very much stuck in his pattern, but you could see it really clearly. And of course, that's not the type of doctor you'd want to have, just somebody who's so stuck in their ego. And so, point being, kind of bringing this piece together, if you are somebody who has had a lot of hurt from the medical community or from your doctor or all that, remember that doctors are people too, and there are plenty of good ones out there. You know, I know that there are some conspiracy theories that say, oh my God, doctors just want to keep you sick. Doctors know the cure, but they just want to feed you medications and pharmacy. There's so many different conspiracy theories out there. And what I love is that just Dr. Jennifer models caring and kindness so well. And I love that. And you can see that she cares, and it's beautiful. And shifting gears, but on that same note, that, you know, you can see how she was feeling guilty about not saving her dad and also not saving other people. And I see people who have that all of the time. Like, oh, if I had only done this for my mom or only done this for my dad or my sibling or whomever, if I'd only been home, you know, things come up, especially, by the way, during COVID, where people are blaming themselves for all kinds of things. Like, if I had only got my mom out of the nursing home, or if I had only made them stay home, or if I had only gotten more masks, or, you know, or people who even got COVID who, quote unquote, gave it to a family member and then a family member died. You see people who are blaming themselves. And the thing you want to remember is that you can't control it. You can't change what somebody else was aligned to. You can't save somebody who isn't aligned for it. And even when it comes to COVID, I have had people that I know who have lost parents or people in their lives who then have thought like, oh my God, well, if I could have just got them to see Brandy soon enough, then I could have saved them. And you don't want to think like that. The reality of it is that they were aligned with leaving the planet. And that's what they were aligned with, and that's why it happened. And yes, of course, I've been able to work with plenty of people and shift them out of COVID symptoms, but that doesn't mean I can save everybody from everything either. You know, I can't. That's not my role. You know, I can help people to see what it is that's going on in their mind. I can help people to shift it, but people have to want to change. People have to do with that and reinforce. And you'll hear me, of course, say every single time, you got to make sure to reinforce it and get it in your mind and really create the change. And I have had people in the past that I've worked with that I've shown, like, hey, look, this is the change that you want to make. And I couldn't save them. And I wanted to, but it's up to each person. The reality of it is that we're all creators of our own lives. And so if you're feeling bad or guilty or holding on to negativity from any of that, you want to make sure to let it go. And for your life and your healing journey, I want to leave you with one final thought, and it's this. It's to remember that you are the power, that you're freaking amazing, you know? And it's so easy to forget, especially if we haven't yet mastered how to use the mind and really understand it. We can feel disempowered, we can feel stuck or frustrated or in a negative space. But remember, you're amazing and you're the power. That said, it has been such a pleasure connecting with you, and I wish you a most wonderful rest of your day. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.